Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. It's always good to know where we are going. Now, we just finished meditating on the fifth commandment. In May, we reflected on the sixth commandment in our series on sexuality, marriage, and family. And we will resume with the seventh commandment in October. But the beginning of the fall is a great time to jumpstart our spiritual life and recommit to holiness. So for the next 10 episodes, we're going to learn and meditate on the wisdom from the great saints like Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross on prayer and the pursuit of holiness. Now, I want to make sure that you are on track with your life. The purpose of life is to get a good education so you can make a ton of money, buy a really big house, and drive a nice car. And most of all, to be free to do whatever you want. Not quite. In fact, God made you for something infinitely better. Now, this might surprise you, but God made you for just one purpose. He wants to place His divine life in you so that you will be like God and live like God forever. In fact, the Catechism says it this way: God became man so that man might become God. And in John chapter 14, Jesus said, "The Father, Son, and Spirit would live in us and enable us to live the life of God." And this is what we mean by holiness: God living in us and transforming the way we live. And it's meant for every person on the planet. The Catechism says all Christians in any state of life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. All are called to holiness. As Jesus said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And we're not supposed to wait until heaven to become holy. Actually, we can't get into heaven until we are holy. So we better not wait. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the purpose of life is holiness, transforming union with God. God wants us to share in his life in such a way that we become like God and live like God forever. So how do we let God live through us? Well, first, God wants to give his divine life to us through the Mass and the sacraments. God begins his divine life in us through baptism, by which the Father, Son, and Spirit begin to live in us. And then Jesus nourishes and increases his life in us daily, if we want, by means of the Eucharist at Mass. And he strengthens his life in us by confirmation. And when we have diminished or destroyed the life of God in us by sin, he restores it in confession. And when this divine life in us grows weak because of sickness or old age, he strengthens us by the sacrament of anointing. And to help us live our vocation by the life of God, he gives himself to us in the sacrament of marriage or holy orders. God wants you to share in his life. He wants you to be like himself, and he wants to give his divine life to you, and he does so through the Mass and the sacraments. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the purpose of life is holiness, to become godlike. But we can't do this on our own. So God gives his divine life to us by the Mass and the sacraments. but we have to receive what he's given us. It's not enough just for him to give if we don't receive. And we receive his divine life by prayer. So to go to Mass on Sundays, even daily Mass, it's not sufficient if we don't have a deep life of prayer, because God will be giving and we won't be receiving. We receive his divine life by opening our soul through prayer. In fact, Pope Benedict said that prayer is the self-opening of the soul to receive God. In a sense, without prayer, the grace of God just kind of bounces off. Now, prayer is not complicated. It's just friendship with God, talking, listening, and just being together. Like we're doing right now in the prayer of meditation in the Rosary. And the great Teresa of Avila gives us three simple steps to apply to prayer, which we should apply to the Rosary. The first is to read or listen to something from the Word of God found in Scripture or the writings of the saints or the Church. But as soon as something strikes you, stop reading and then reflect or think about what struck you so that you can understand it and you can love God for it. But we have to apply it to our lives. We have to ask, am I living this or not? If I'm not living this, then what is the habitual or root vice that's preventing me? Is it pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust? What is it? And what are the habits of sin, the occasions of sin that prompt me to fall into this vice? See, in prayer, it's essential to learn two things. We have to learn the Word of God, but also we have to learn about ourselves and our dominant habitual sins. And all of that leads to the third step, the resolution, that we choose some practical, concrete thing to do that day based on our meditation. And then as we put it into practice, as we put the teachings of Jesus into practice, we will slowly, slowly begin to think and feel and act with Jesus. And that's how we're transformed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, if you want to become holy, the only things that you should do are go to Mass and pray, and then go to Mass and pray. No, that's not the way God designed us. We actually strive after holiness, transforming union with God, simply by living the way he designed us. And how did God design us? He designed us to need sleep, but also to drink coffee and spend time in deep friendship with him in daily meditation, and to cook and eat real food that's good for you, and to exercise, and to work and make a good contribution for the world in your professions, raising and educating kids to be excellent humans for the world, or as a student, whatever your work is, make some good contribution to others. And then develop deep friendships and spend time with those people regularly and delight in them and help them to also a deep friendship with Jesus. But don't stop there. Grow in the knowledge and truth of the world around you, especially about God, but of the whole created world, and experience beauty in all its forms, nature, art, music, literature. God made us not for sorrow, but to delight in all these good things. Now, we have to be careful. Don't pursue one of these to the harm or neglect of others, because your identity is not bound up simply in your work, nor is it just found in your kids. No one of these things is your ultimate source of happiness, or your identity or worth. Pursue all of these in a well-ordered and balanced way, but pursue each of them in a way that will lead you to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we need to pursue the good things in life, but not become attached to them as if they were the greatest good. God is the greatest good. He's the source of all good. And if in the end you wind up with God, who is the goal, then the author of all that is good will give you everything. So we need to love the lesser things less and the greater things more. And when God allows one of the good things in life to be diminished or taken away, like a profession or health or a loved one, be assured of this. God only allows the loss of very good things that He may give us even better things. That's why in all things we can say, Thy will be done. And finally, if we want Jesus to live through us fully, then we should live with gratitude. Scripture tells us, be happy at all times, pray constantly, and for all things give thanks to God, because this is what God expects you to do in Christ Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's good to meditate, to reflect on the call to holiness and recommit to a deep friendship with Jesus through the sacraments, through prayer, through living a well-ordered and balanced life. But I tell you, Teresa, one of the greatest things that jumpstarts my spiritual life is going to the Holy Land. In fact, I find that about every 6 months, I just have to get back there because there's nothing better than being immersed in the life of Jesus and Mary, where everything took place without any distractions. 10 days, no distractions, just Jesus and Mary, and a bunch of other really good people to have great conversations with. So I'm heading back in December in order to have the greatest Advent ever, because we're going to go to Jerusalem, to Calvary, to the tomb of the resurrection. We're going to go to the Sea of Galilee. We're going to go to the Mount of Transfiguration. We're going to go to Nazareth, where the angel appeared to Mary. We're going to go to Bethlehem and place our hands right on the spot where Jesus was born. And then we're going to come back to America, and we're going to celebrate Christmas with our family and friends. And it'll be the best ever, because our souls will be prepared like they've never been before. Now, the only thing that could be better is to go with your spouse, or bring a son or daughter, or take your parents or friend. So come with me to the Holy Land this December 2023. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages, you'll find all the information. Let's make this the best Advent ever. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.